Well, I grew up in central Missouri, just outside of Jefferson City, out in Taos, and played 16 years of Major League Baseball, played with the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, we won the World Series there, and then Texas Rangers, played in two All-Star games, and then I finished my career in St. Louis and played with my boyhood team. Somebody got to sit next to Bob Gibson and in a bullpen, and finished my career in St. Louis. It was just a great 16 years, and now I'm back here in Central Missouri.
Absolutely. The golf tournament that's coming up, let's talk a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, we've got two events. We've got the Neil McCoy concert coming up October 12th, and open to the public. We're trying to sell tickets at the Miller Performing Arts Center there in Jefferson City. I think there's about 900 tickets available, so if you want to get in, try to get in as quick as you can. And then we have the golf tournament. We've been doing it 25 years. This is our 25th year. We've raised about $1.2 million for the Special Learning Center, which is a school for special needs kids in Jefferson City. Services the whole central Missouri area. And then also we've raised about $250,000 for diabetes research, which is my main group behind the tournament is the Jefferson City Cosmopolitan Club, and they're kind of the brains behind the machine, and so their main charity is diabetes.
Absolutely, Mike. I want to bring you in here, Mr. Mike Evans. You're the chairman of the organization. What does it take to put some of these things together?
Well, it's with a good group like we have with the Jefferson City Cosmo Club. Getting them guys together, they work really hard on getting this done. Tom's helped with us getting celebrities for the tournament, getting good sponsors, and it's really helped us out throughout these years to doing it. I mean, it's been real easy with the help we have.
No doubt about it. Who are some of the celebrities that'll be there this year?
Well, we got Whitey coming in again this year. Whitey's been with us almost every year. Whitey Herzog, I don't even have to say his last name. Everybody knows who he is. And a lot of ex-Cardinals, Danny Cox, John Costello, Ken Daly. We've got some Kansas City Chiefs. I know Art Still is coming in again this year. I talked to Art the other day. We're trying to get a few other guys. I don't like mentioning names if we don't know they're coming for sure. But right now we're at about 22 celebrities. We usually try to get about 30, 35 guys, and some local guys, television personalities, some coaches, that type of thing. But we try to get everybody involved. I mean, we've had wrestlers, we've had you name it. We've had
Some of the wrestlers you had?
Well, we had Handsome Harley Race, who just passed away.
Yes, he did.
God bless him. He came a couple years, and then I was more nervous about him coming than Lou Brock coming. You know, so because he was somebody I used to break a few coffee tables in the living room watching. So it was all good fun, but we got a good group of guys. And last year we had Charlie Pride, country music legend, come up and do a concert for us. Met Charlie years ago in Texas when I was with the Rangers, and he's, I think, a partial owner now with the Rangers. And he came up 2 years in a row and did a big concert for us last year. Unbelievable. Charlie's in his 80s, can still get up on stage and really sing.
Heck yeah.
And Tom sang with him last year, too. I thought we were going to lose Tom. He was going to be like a backup singer or something.
Well, what were you singing? What was the song?
Well, Charlie and I sang Kalijah together, and we did that the first year, and then he kind of put me on the spot last year, and he said, "What did we sing, Tommy?" He says, "Get up here." So we did, and he says, "Well, here it is, sing it." And he walked off, and he kind of put me on the spot, and I was like, uh-oh. I was just kind of harmonizing. I really wasn't singing too loud. So he's a great guy, and he's been a great help to our tournament. He helped us get Neil. I talked to Neil McCoy, and Neil grew up idolizing Charlie Pride. And when Charlie Pride puts a good word in for you, it means a lot. And Neil said that Charlie called him and said, "You need to come up to Mid-Missouri. They're great folks." We treated him, and I think the people in Mid-Missouri treated Charlie unbelievable, because he came up 2 years in a row, and he would have come this year. But I said, "Well, we're going to try something different. And Neil was very popular, I know, in the 90s and 2000s, and he's got some great songs, and they say he puts on a tremendous concert, so I can't wait.
I can't wait either. Mike, if people want to find out more about how to get involved with some of these things, how do they do that?
Well, first of all, for the tickets, we have $75 tickets and $50 tickets, and you can go to midmotix.com. And get your, and you go on there and you select Neil McCoy to get your tickets through that. You can also go to the Cosmopolitan, Jeff City Cosmopolitan Club's Facebook page and find more about the concert or even about becoming a member or find more about what the Cosmopolitan Club does with diabetes research.
Absolutely. So, guys, have we covered everything here this morning? Anything else that you want to add?
I think we've done a pretty good job. I just encourage people to come out. You know, the Special Learning Center, which is a school for handicapped children, they service the whole mid-Missouri area, not just Jefferson City, but Boone County, all the counties connecting to Cole, they service. And I wish I had all the numbers, but they help a tremendous amount of kids. And to come out, and we want to sell this place out, 900 tickets. We need to sell it out for Neil. He's coming up. He's really cut his price down. He's doing us a big favor coming up and doing this. And I think it'll be a great thing for Central Missouri, and we need to get behind it.
Well, I hope you guys have a terrific turnout. I want to thank you all so much for stopping by the station this morning. Mike, did you want to add something?
Yeah, also, our opening act is called Low Rent District, and they are a group of kids. And two of them have gone to the Special Learning Center, and they performed last year with Charlie, and they were
phenomenal.
Awesome. Yeah,
it was unbelievable. I mean, these kids, two of them have autism, and I think, and they write their own music. And even Charlie was amazed at these kids come on, and we had so many positive comments. And they did. They both went through to the Special Learning Center and got that leg up in life, and they've really exceeded. They played in Dollywood, and they're coming back to open up for Neil for us this year, too.
That is awesome. Guys, best of luck on everything. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure. Thank you.